Blessings
Love
to every
radio.
Oh. Blessings to each and every bright soul who is uniting here with us today. I so honor your presence, your light, your beauty, and all that you naturally share. For each day we are remembering to connect to that deeper truth, that deeper unspoken, often unseen truth that flows through all life, all moments, all experiences that can be. We're learning in small but in great ways to release dependence on the appearance that so often reveals itself, and to find faith and trust and knowing within the unseen aspects of being. And today is a perfect example, because as we come together to celebrate and honor the divine flow that is, once again, there was one element of confusion after another while attempting to connect here on Be the Light Radio. So I knew that it would all work out in perfection, and if there were any mishaps, that you would so love me through it, would you not? I am Alania Starhawk, and I bask in the wonder of being present with you here and now. Every time I make this phone call to be present with you, I am reminded that I am on a greater path than I perceive. I am reminded that each day all of our hearts are uniting to create an impact, to create a wave of love, of faith, of peace, of beautiful, gentle healing and compassion to flow throughout this beautiful globe. And our show is called Conscious Awakening because this new experience of stepping into light, and stepping into a peaceful, prosperous, joyful journey isn't brand new. We didn't discover that. But we are beginning to consciously awaken to the potential that it brings. That's our journey. Each day, I believe that if you are on this spiritual path, we are innately, naturally desiring to welcome more into our lives. We just recognize that our own personal identities are shifting and that we're ready to explore greater aspects of ourselves. We're ready to see ourselves in greater light and in greater reflections of beauty and in creative expression. So I welcome you. The reason I was guided to discuss divine flow today is because most recently I have felt that there is one to do after another to do piling on top of me. I have felt that time is rushing by quicker than I can hold on to it, and that responsibilities appeared to be piling up quite a bit. And when this happens, because this was a very natural way for me to see my life many years ago, it was very, very natural for me to pile as much into a single day as I could possibly squeeze in. And that is no longer comfortable for me. And so as I noticed my body tensing up, as I noticed my body almost skipping a breath, as I was pondering how am I going to do it all, I caught myself and recognized, why am I trying to do it alone? Why am I trying to do it alone? And I began to take deeper breaths, and I began to welcome in the support that surrounded me, all of my guardian angels and my spirit guides, all who love me, the beautiful force beyond the veils of separation And it brings me all of the wisdom, all of the support, all of the guidance that I could possibly need. I started listening, and I recognized sometimes the message just told me there's plenty of time. There's plenty of time, relax. And all of a sudden, an expanse of time would appear. And sometimes that little voice told me, sit down and relax. You need to balance your thoughts. And I would sit down and relax, and I realized much that was on my list didn't need to be done right away. It wasn't a priority. I might have been placing some expectations upon myself that would have gone unappreciated by others because really it had no validation but that which I placed upon it. And sometimes I sat down and recognized that I was assuming responsibilities alone that I didn't need to carry alone. Sometimes a prayer for the support, for the resources of time, of talent, of the prosperity, whatever it was that I required, suddenly I recognized, wait, I don't have to make it all happen alone. I am co-creating this world that I am in. I am co-creating it. Why would I assume that it is all up to me to maneuver each and every element physically in my world? I was forgetting, as far as you may believe that I have come, I was forgetting how powerful I am when I stand in that force within my heart space and begin to direct energy from that place of pure intention and prayer. So everything began to open up. Everything began to open up. I also was reminding myself that it is impossible for anything to work in opposition to that which blesses me. As long as I am in alignment with the divine flow, as long as I am not forcing something to appear, something to happen, something to fit into whatever paradigm or whatever boundary parameter I had set, as long as I wasn't pushing something, then I was allowing things to manipulate and maneuver and morph and mold itself into what would be beneficial for me. You see, sometimes when we seek to control, we are omitting or forgetting about the potential that we can't yet imagine. And if I step back from that, if I step back from wishing to manipulate and push everything into a particular expectation or mold that, you know, I believe to be important in that moment, if I release from that, then I open to the possibilities, the potentials, the great doorways of support that I had not seen. And I shifted everything just in a day or two. It had shifted, and now we're a week or two later, but I'm really coming out of it and really appreciating that I had shifted that whole wave of energy, that whole vibrational frequency that had me rushing and questioning and pushing myself beyond the norm. And so I remind you of this this beautiful truth today, because I'm going to assume that I'm not the only one that sometimes feels as though you have a greater list of to-dos than you have time to accomplish. So I thought it might be a little useful to offer you this bit of insight and inspiration that if you do feel pressured, it would be wonderful to either take some moments to center yourself, take some moments to, you know, consider, is it really purposeful, important, and vital that I put my energy into this right now? And it's important to welcome all the support from higher realms so that you're not doing it alone. It's still you. It's just you in a very subtle frequency, in an unseen frequency of divine manifestation and source. So that's what we're learning about. We're learning how to live multidimensionally. That's what it is. If we are so anchored into the third dimension, then we use our mind to open each doorway to accomplish each task. And if we allow ourselves to move into our heart space, if we allow ourselves to expand and know that we're not alone, then we begin becoming comfortable in the fifth dimensional reality where we recognize that we are all one. We recognize that our spirits flow in harmony with infinite beings of light, all wishing to support us. That's what they're there for. Did you ever hear that? All of the angels, all of the spirit guides, all of the ascended masters, do you know that they wish nothing more than to assist us with anything that we could possibly require, desire, imagine? They wish to support us. That's what they are here for. They love when we remember to connect. They love when we open our consciousness to accept in the greater possibilities. So I'll tell you, a couple of weeks ago, we were in circle, and I was just connecting to spirit for a moment. I wasn't in a deep meditation, but I was taking some deep breaths and connecting. And I heard these exact words. The divine flow, the flow, is designed to carry you forward effortlessly. And I had an instant knowing that in that great, beautiful, intelligent design that is part of life and part of all that is, that great, big, intelligent design that makes it all fit together so perfectly, created the divine flow to carry us forward effortlessly. If we are resisting the flow, if we are resisting it, then we become stagnant. We become stuck in that moment. We're not moving forward. We're just circling in the manifestation of our own mind, of our own making. Okay? So it's so important sometimes to just release from believing that you need to carry it all. I think sometimes our bodies, if they feel less energized than you would like your body to feel, if our bodies sometimes feel a bit more achy than we would like our bodies to feel, I think sometimes we need to just pause for a moment and recognize that our bodies are carrying all of the frequencies that processes or moves through our mind each day. Our body is a reflection to that which we believe, to that which we cling to that which we embrace each day. So often this exhaustion that we feel in the body isn't because your cells and atoms are without refreshing rejuvenation. Remember, each breath can fully energize us if we wish. I believe our bodies sometimes are so exhausted because mentally we're thinking, I'm tired, this is a long struggle. Sometimes we place our energy more on the challenge of simplicities, the simplicities of life, instead of recognizing that the gift of life flows through us. The gift of life flows through us. How would we like to direct that energy? How would we like to use it to benefit our journey? How many times do you still yourself in a single day, week, month? How many times do you still yourself to consciously recognize and give energy to the breath that enters into your body? Think about it. None of us can survive without the breath. The breath carries with it so much more than we recognize, more than we can possibly comprehend. But I tell you that within this breath, you can consciously welcome in the divine source, divine flow of all that feeds, all that nurtures, all that energizes, all that brings life into being. And you can envision that breath going deep down past your lungs into your heart space, into each and every molecule, into each limb and organ. You can picture this breath of life being so light-filled, that the radiance that you intake with each breath pierces and reaches deep within your being and transmutes, clears, releases all blocked energy that can be, all resistance that can be, all memories that you're stuck, all memories that you're alone. Just let it go, just let it go, just let it go. Think about it. We have the breath of life. Are you curious enough about the power of our physical body and the power of our mind, the power of how we can use our human self to create feats of experience or being? Have you followed any of the yogis of ancient India, Nepal? And have you heard about those who live without food for years, live without food and sustain themselves on sips of water or just a tiny little bit of milk, or on the sun itself, or on deep breath exercises? Our body has the ability to sustain itself on just by knowing that we are divinely connected. Let's say that. However the path is, we have the ability to get to that place of being. If you consider that to be an extreme, if you consider it to be irrational and impossible in this particular lifetime, then it won't be. I pray, I'm not going to even place expectations upon myself. My prayer will just be that if it's within my realm of possibility, then I easily and effortlessly welcome that level of wholeness, of whole beingness in my body. So I want you to know that only because we place dependence on all of these surface experiences, these surface elements that we rely upon to sustain us. We rely upon the gift of money each day to support us and pay our bills and buy us those nice shiny things that our eyes, you know, kind of oogle and goggle over. I know it's not a word. But if we're so focused on the money, on the paper money, on the paper money, on the paper money, do you ever notice that there is usually a bit of a struggle or there's a bit of a block? If you go into your heart space and know that you are so at peace and in gratitude for all that is, that your heart overflows to welcome in every blessing, do you notice that the physical money seems to appear from all directions? And the physical money that goes out doesn't seem to be as much as you thought would go out. There just seems to be a greater support and a greater flow. That's what I would like to tap into for myself, recognizing sometimes that, you know, painting the walls that I thought were so important, placing all my energy and painting some walls and hanging up some pictures. And at the end of the day, you realize it. It's just a painted wall and some pictures. Does it really make me happy or not happy? If it does make you happy, do it. But should it overpower your sense of peace of mind and being? No, it doesn't carry that much power. So look around at what does weigh upon you in your life. Look around. Even the relationships you may find yourself questioning. Look around. Is there a need to be so right or is there a need to place blame on another, or is there a need for everything to be so perfect that the relationship itself doesn't have the space to breathe, doesn't have the space to just be what it naturally is? Sometimes what helps me the most is to recognize that each and every soul is just doing what's best for themselves, just doing what's best for themselves, and only I can choose what's best for me. So do I wish to question everything? Do I wish to get excited and allow my blood pressure to rise at all? No. No, 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 no. I'm learning to let go. It's helping me a lot right now because I have a beautiful guest staying with me for a few weeks. My cousin is here from Sicily, and I love that they have a different sense of time than we do. I can, if I allowed myself to, we can allow ourselves to go, what on earth? Because we are so attached to our clocks, aren't we? But in truth, I'm enjoying the reminder that time is only a man-made construct and that it has no power over me. And if it is not flowing naturally, it's fine to let it go. Even as I tried to sit down and call in, oh, sure, now it's working fine. As I tried to call in today to this beautiful radio show here on Be the Light Radio, as I tried to call in, my Wi-Fi in the house wouldn't work. For what reason? I have no idea. It wasn't working. I tried everything. And then finally I took a deep breath and said, okay, well, I'm going to keep going. I'll call in. We'll see it happen. And we'll make it work. And so it is. So we're here united, really connecting our hearts and coming back to that place of centeredness. And as I was rushing all week long, I realized that my intention is to slow down a bit. It's not in slowing my physical body that I'm finding peace of mind. It's in slowing my mind. It's in slowing myself from believing that I should be anywhere else, doing anything else, doing anything other than I am doing, being, experiencing in this moment. So I'm finding the peace. Just take a deep breath and be present within yourself. And think about it. If you are not concerned about anybody wondering where you are, what you're doing, what you're going to bring, what you're going to provide, just be in this moment and accept the breath as a gift. Accept the words that are being shared now as a gift. Accept the support of all of our hearts uniting as a gift. Do you really have any questions within your being? Have you released from the world that we created? Have you released from that and just connect to the blessings of life? Can you remember why we're here? Can you remember why we have these beautiful bodies to experience in? If so, then I tell you, in awareness, in conscious knowing, begin each day to imagine what your days can be filled with. Begin to imagine the potential and the possibilities that can be. In all moments, yes, I can sit down and read my book, or I can get up and I can walk through the park, or I can call an old friend and catch up and smile. I can bake a nice meal for a neighbor. I can go shopping and you know, tap into those guilty little pleasures that make us so happy. We can do anything our little hearts desire, even if it is to go food shopping, to paint the house, to get the oil changed on the car, whatever it is that we sometimes consider a chore, shift the way you look at it. Think about it. Would you prefer not to go food shopping? If you have a closet full of food, it might work for today. And if you really do desire food, then all of a sudden you want to go food shopping and it is no longer a chore. If you would like to see your house painted, if you genuinely wish to see your house painted, then as you're doing that supposed chore, all of a sudden it becomes a wish, it becomes a choice, it becomes something that you desire to do joyfully. And if we stop telling our bodies that we are limited, that we are challenged, that we are stuck in any moment of time, then we would begin feeling blessed within this life. And guess what happens when you feel blessed? The doors open, the possibilities appear, the miracles begin to shower upon you. And the joy that you know, the joy that you know will radiate through your eyes. It will simply just beam out of every pore of your being, and it will touch others. It will remind others that they too have the power to be free, to be joyful, to be creative, to be present in the moment and whatever is shared. Stop clinging to the ideal within yourself or within our community. Stop clinging to the ideal and trust that if it is, it is perfect for you. Because I wasn't able to get online, let me see if I can. I really am not sure. I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure if there are callers today, and I'm not sure. I don't even think I activated the, what's that called, that little chat room. I apologize because I wasn't able to get on, but I did want to ensure that we connected today. For these next few weeks, I will be traveling with family, and I do not believe that I will be calling in live, but I am going to do my best to record some beautiful messages and prayers and perhaps a little meditation, and make sure that they are available to you, that they'll be streaming live each Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And for those of you who wish to know more about me, please visit my website. It's Alania, A-L-A-N-I-A, Alania Starhawk, star as in the sky, and hawk as a bird, starhawk.com. There are hundreds of articles and blog posts that you can peruse through and peek through, many of them as inspirations and many of them as contemplations, bringing us to a higher state of being and knowing. And there's some information on there about the meetups and the gatherings that we host in the Tampa Bay area. And, of course, there's information about the private sessions that I offer, either online or by phone or in person. It's all perfect. But I will tell you this, if you're ever curious about the private sessions that take place, together we will sit and I will say a prayer. And I will ask your guides and guardians to share with me that which your soul most needs to hear. If you're looking for direction, if you're looking to break through the boundaries that seem to be limiting you in some way, if you wish to look at the patterns in your life with fresh eyes, then these private sessions are incredibly valuable. They can morph into anything that is needed, because all I am doing is saying a prayer to receive that which will bless you. We can communicate with those on the other side. We can bring through some prayers and affirmations to support your journey. Or we can just sit together and just beam in this radiant light from the higher realms into your physical self and welcome in the prayers that can be. It's all perfect, and I'm always here to support you in any way that brings blessings. So please peek at the website if you wish. And please know that each week here on BeTheLightRadio.com, we have several different shows to inspire you, to give you that quick burst of inspiration and alignment and support, helping you to harmonize with the voice of your precious soul. Isn't that something you're ready to do, to feel at home within yourself, to begin recognizing the beauty that you already are? Before we part today, I would love to just say a sweet little prayer and welcome in a message, a divine message of inspiration for each and every soul who unites with us now. Wherever you are, whether you be listening in archive, whether you're joining online or on the phone, know that my heart now merges with yours. That my heart, my beautiful spirit, wraps around yours to welcome you into this expansive circle of light. This light that holds only the frequency of divine love, divine love, divine love. We unite now as this beautiful circle of light, a representation of the human collective, living in our heart space, and we together, you and I, call out to all realms of light and love, all higher vibrations of being, to ancient wisdom and to sacred knowing. We call out to these frequencies, to these vibrations of being that all wish to support us on our journey, to the ascended masters and to the wise ones, to the angelic realm, to the sacred ones. We invite you now to Earth Mother herself and to all universal energies that flow in divine harmony. We call on you now to be present, to ignite this circle into even higher frequencies. Support us now. Speak to our heart space and remind us of the light we most genuinely are. I welcome a message here, dear ones, beautiful spirit. I welcome a message that speaks to and touches each bright soul that is, each one who joins us in physicality or intentionality. I ask to welcome a message now. You spoke today of the divine connection that is and can be, and that when you are in harmony and in union with the eternal flow that is always in place, you begin to feel the energy of possibilities, of potentiality flowing through you too. You begin to break down the walls of separation and of limitation to remember that it is all a possibility in your direct reality. Imagining a world that transforms according to your will is the path that you now embrace. Custom-designed realities, experiences that transform and morph to reflect or to mirror the knowing you hold within, the truth you hold within, the faith you held within. So if there are prayers you have in motion now, if there are prayers, if there are actions, if there are experiences you wish to know, please hold them in your heart space now, that place of purity that lives within, where there is no question of whether you wish for it to be or not. There is no question of whether you are worthy or not. There is just a knowing that this prayer will bring me joy. This prayer is what I wish to know. And so begin to recognize as the support that flows around you now, the angels that touch you on your shoulders now, the angels that embrace you in divine love, the wise one and the sacred one that clears the path before you and behind, above you and below, clearing the path to open the divine flow. so that all that is in support of your journey, of the creative experience you wish to know, will flow naturally without resistance, without challenge, without struggle. Release, release, release from the belief that your world is dependent on the experiences that surround thee. Know that you are the one that demands, commands, creates the journeys, the experiences, the energies that flow to you now. You are the one. If you wish to know love, you must first allow that radiant beam of light and love to flow through you comfortably in trust and in faith that it is most naturally who you are. If you wish to know an energized form, to be at one with your body and whole within yourself, then you must begin to love yourself. You must begin to nurture it and take care of it with the care of a mother to a child. Show gratitude for all that it brings to you. Offer appreciation for all that it shares. And if you wish to put a new project, a new career, a new experience into motion, and then breathe fire and life into it now. Hold that idea of what you wish to birth, of what you wish to know, and breathe it into being. Call to yourself all the resources, all the inspiration and the wisdom, all the knowledge and the talent, all other resources and support that can be. Breathe it into being, my dear ones, because you have it within you to create infinitely. Be free within yourself and begin exploring the possibilities. Dream big, dear ones. Dream big and imagine, imagine, imagine what can be. If you believe it to be possible, so it will be. Walk in harmony with the divine flow that is within your being and without. For there is no separation between all that you are and all that is Source, all that is God, all that is the one infinite flow of divine love. We honor you, dear ones, as you stand and as you walk. We honor you for your bravery, your beauty, your light, and your love. Be free, be free, be free now. Many blessings. Namaste. And I see light swirling, swirling, swirling freely to touch us all uniquely. Whichever ray of light, of color, of frequency, of encoded knowing and message would bless us, that is what touches each of us now across the globe, wherever you may be, Mumbai or Canada or Honolulu too. Just know that this love, this message is for you. We are one, dear ones, each of you now, my brothers and sisters. I love you completely. I am Alania Starhawk. I walk in divine light and trust the divine flow that is. If you wish to know more about me or my journey, please visit alaniastarhawk.com. Many blessings, many blessings, many blessings on your journey. You are loved. Namaste.